Well, you're probably rather familiar with NordVPN now. They were sponsors of last week's TNC podcast, and you guys loved it so much. They're back for another week. We are very busy people nowadays, and we all love to use the internet, but it has to be safe and secure, and that's what NordVPN supply. And the other great thing is you can change your network to wherever in the world. Now, Norwich City are flying at the moment. You don't want to miss a game. Canaries player sometimes doesn't allow you to watch the games in the UK. Well, that's absolutely fine. With NordVPN, you can change your location to wherever in the world. So simply change it to a country that does allow you to watch Canaries player, and you can watch all the games. Fully legal, great stream. Happy days. The other great thing with NordVPN is if you use the link in the description, you will get 4 months for free plus a bonus gift. And the best thing about all of this, if you get it and you don't think it's for you, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Money back, no questions asked. The people that have let me know that they got it from last week's episode have told me that they absolutely love it. I've been using it for years. NordVPN are brilliant. Thank you for sponsoring today's episode of the TNC Podcast. Hello and all, welcome to the TNC Podcast, your go-to Norwich City listen. Norwich City have furthered their gap from seventh place. They are in the playoffs just about at the moment after a really good win against Stoke City. The women's team are going very well as well. We are with star player Millie Davis.
Hello.
Like that intro. Good to see
that
you.
That was a great intro. Thank you.
You're busy at the moment.
Yeah.
I think when people assume, you know, players are injured, they go, well, what are they up to?
Yeah.
Well, you're up to lots at the moment. Yeah. What's going on?
I mean, alongside the football and the rehab and the gym and all that sort of stuff, obviously I work full time. I'm currently doing my PhD at the University of East Anglia, doing some charity work at the Community Sports Foundation, writing their funding applications, and also I'm doing some lecturing at the UEA. So yeah, very busy, a lot to kind of think about, but yeah.
Any time to watch the Norwich games in between all
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. No, I do. I try my hardest to watch the, you know, the men's games. And yeah, I've been a fan for, well, since I was about 5 years old. So sitting in the lower Barclay when I was five. So yeah, I do try and watch them. So
would you take a 5 year old in the lower Barclay?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I quite like the fact she's a lower Barclay gal at heart, because yeah, I think we could see a bit of the Barclay girl come yeah out in this episode. So I look forward to it.
I'm glad we're reviewing a win, because the players might have got the full brunt of the Barclay girl.
Yeah, they might have. Yeah.
How's rehab going? Because I keep seeing your sort of Instagram stories, yeah, and you're on these posh treadmills.
Yeah, I know.
And it's all
I
very
know
fancy now.
It's so fancy. I mean, it's going really well. I think I've got a few more weeks left of, you know, the rehab-y sort of things, and then I should be hopefully kicking a football. But yeah, it's great that the club, we have access to those sorts of things now. We have Jills, who's our physio, and she's amazing. She's getting us all back to where we should be. Will, the strength and conditioning coach as well, he's really good. But yeah, like, we get to train at Colney in the gym. I love that gym, it's great, it's got everything.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool. And yeah, I was on, it's called the Alter G, I think. It's like a treadmill.
But
right,
it's like sort of zero gravity.
It's zero gravity.
Why are you pretending you know what that is?
Because I've seen the Instagram.
Okay, right. So what is it?
You basically have to put on like these cycling shorts, and they have like a ring around them.
Right.
And like, you basically get like zipped into this like air bent thing.
Yeah.
And it like inflates, and basically it can like adjust your body weight to like, so I was on 60% body weight, so it wasn't as like hard on your joints, and then I went up to 80, and now I'm running on the pitch.
That's
again.
That's so clever. When are you due back then? What is there an ETA?
I should be kind of hopefully back training at the end of this month, end of March, and then, you know, we've got a few games in April from like games that have been postponed and things like that. So that's worked in my favour, really.
So you could be playing the season.
Yeah. Hopefully, that's the aim.
I think the treadmill was, you know, whenever a Norwich player is returning from injury, Johnny Rowe put it on, and everyone's like, "Oh, are they close to back? He's running, etc." And we all just blow things.
Well,
up
I think Millie's the Johnny Rowe equivalent of the women's team. You know, we all want Johnny Rowe back for the Wembley playoff final win. Millie's going to be doing the same this season for the women's team.
And of course, there's a game upcoming at Carrow Road, isn't there? And the,
yeah,
I mean, your league structure, you know, we thought the championship was brutal in terms of only two going up. Talk us through
the league you're in at the moment. Yeah. Because when I heard the sort of stipulations of promotion, I thought, surely that can't be true, but it is.
Yeah, so there's, I think there's 12 teams in our league. One team gets promoted and two teams get relegated. So it is really tough to get out of. And I think it's good because it, you know where you're at. You have to win all your games, basically. But we're in a real contest at the moment. So, and it's really nice to be in. And it's a bit different to where we've been before. So.
And you literally have been winning all of your games.
Yeah,
and
we
you
haven't
did
lost
get
one.
A draw. There was a draw, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Which yeah. Anna and KK, Katie Knights on the scrimmage, yeah. They said that it felt like a loss.
Yeah,
and that shows
definitely.
How good you've been this season.
Yeah, and it is disappointing when we drop points because we know in ourselves that we could have done that on a different day and got the 3 points. Mm. I know it's like that for a lot of things, but yeah, that was a bit disappointing against Worthing because we went away to them, drew 1-1 again with them away. Then they came to us and we thought, right, we're at home, we've got the crowd, we've got, you know, it kind of didn't really go in our favour. Mm. But
have expectations now gone up a lot now that you're, you know, training, you're playing at the Nest compared to when you were at sort of Plantation Park?
100%.
You're now expecting to get better results.
Yeah, and that comes with increased pressure as well. Mm. So, you know, with that, it's great. And I think people that want to be in that environment really thrive off that as well. The pressure actually helps people perform. And if you know you're fighting for your place every week, you're going to get better. And I think this is what's happened with kind of the club coming in and providing us with like great coaches, great staff, like backroom staff, facilities, that sort of thing. The players have to jump up as well. So yeah, it's been really good and I love it. Yeah.
And
great.
We had Onel on the watch along the other week. Obviously Onel's out injured at the moment.
Yes.
He was like, just as I'd found my way back into the team, now I'm out.
I feel very similar.
Are you concerned that maybe you've got to work extra hard to get back in the setup?
Yeah, there's always that, I think. You know, last season I had a similar injury, was out for 6 months, had pre-season, got myself really fit, you know, came back, got, you know, the new manager was in, he was learning about all of us, started... I think there was a game before Christmas that I started in the 11. Mm. And then for two games after that as well, I kept my place. And then I got injured. So it's like, oh, here we go again. But to be fair, it's quite, I like a challenge. So and it pushes me to do better. So I'm happy about
Fires
it.
Fires in the belly.
I feel like when you're, I've never played football at an elite level, you know, barely got in my Sunday league team, but it feels like whenever you're watching your team, it's far more nerve-wracking than when you're actually in the kind of arena and playing. Have you found that? Because I've seen that you've obviously been down watching the women and stuff.
It is like last Sunday when we were playing Worthing, like at the last 5-10 minutes, me and there was Becca Russell as well, and we were all like, oh my gosh, like we need the whistle to go or we need to get this extra goal, because it was like very, I don't know, they looked like they were going to score and then we looked like we were going to score and I was like, can it just end?
Obviously, given that you're a Barclay girl at heart, are you on the sidelines sort of clapping, chanting, getting involved?
Yeah, well, we have to be careful what we're doing, you know. We have to keep ourselves a bit controlled, but, you know, we're shouting at the girls like, come on, like...
I think Barclay girl, I tell you, really.
I think it was Megs on the side and we were going, come on, Megs, come on, like, girls. And sometimes you can't help yourself.
You are outnumbered today because Millie is from Yarmouth Way. She probably doesn't want to be called a Yarmouth girl, but she's from out that way. So be careful what you say today. Yeah.
Well, look, all I'm going to say is the bridge is still broken.
We'll move on quickly. Good win for the men's side on Saturday.
Yeah.
Millie, obviously, it's been up and down this season for the men. The away form in particular has been really poor.
Yeah.
So to get that, I mean, Stoke are struggling, but they are fighting for their lives. Mm. And I did pinpoint this and go, ooh, like this is the potential of a banana skin, as cliche as you want to be. To go there, Sargent scoring, Science on fire, Sarah once again. I mean, we've got a really talented squad this season.
Yeah, and I think... like this kind of part of the season, they've been a joy to watch as well. Like, it's not like we're just scraping by. I think actually the football they're playing is really good. The goals they're scoring, you know, it's actually quite exciting to watch. So It's nice.
And we didn't expect that from Wagner's side. I mean, you look at that kind of, what was it, September, October, and we were, I mean, thinking back to sort of Plymouth away, etc.
Yes. Oh,
I mean, it was, they were dark days, and the turnaround has been good.
We need to get some serious revenge on them when they rock up at Carrow Road week after next. We really do. That was horrific. Well, it's only our fifth away win of the season, which is just so poor. But no, I'm delighted for the boys. It was a massive win. Stoke were horrific. I'm sure you all agree. Stoke were horrific at the back. They were so bad. But we were brilliant. We were absolutely brilliant. City's triple S, Sarah Sines and Sargent again. I really just believe that they can kill any opponent this season. And it's a shame it's taken them up to get to this point in the season for them to combine, of course, with Sargent being out injured. But that's the way. How important is Sargent? Because you must really resonate with that. Obviously, with him being out injured and now he's back.
Yeah,
he's vital, isn't he?
He is, and I think he's. He's a great player. Like, he gets his body in the way. He'll, you know, get on the ball when you need him to. Mm. And I think it's shown from, you know, previous games where he's been absent, what he brings to the team as well. And I think people are starting to see that. I think in the Premier League, he might not have got the praise that he kind of is getting now. And he's really showing his quality.
And the best news, sorry to interrupt.
That's fine.
He's not going on international duty. Yes. I saw that he'd been called up for the American side. Yeah. Oh no, here we go again.
Yeah, and yeah, well, I don't think the US men's team fans really truly understand what's going on, do they? Because we're like, oh, great, he's in, you know, wrap him up in bubble wrap. I think the Yanks online are all like, oh, it's a shame he's injured again, man. Like, da da da. I'm like, oh no, you don't know what's going on. Yeah. But no, is Sargent your favourite men's team player, or do you have another favourite?
I like Sargent. I also like Sarah. I like Gabby. I think he's very good. And I also like Kenny. I think I resonate with him a little. You know, being a centre midfielder, and actually, I've been playing right back as well. Not that he has, but you know. Being a bit versatile, playing anywhere.
Is he your player of the season for the men's team?
I think so. I really think Kenny's been pivotal to the wins, and his involvement in nearly all of the goals on Saturday.
Yes.
And you know, he gets maybe not the praise he deserves, I think, sometimes. But you have players like that all over the pitch. So, he's been a very good player.
That pass, by the way.
Mm. Yeah, it was a great
pass.
That
pass that just cut through the midfield and the defence.
Well, I think you were being slightly unfair on Norwich by saying Stoke were terrible. I think there was quality in the Norwich attacking element.
Oh. Poor and the Wanderers had a better back line than Stoke at the weekend, I tell you.
We mentioned Sarah. I think it's now, is it 11 assists, 10 goals this season? I mean, if he doesn't win Player of the Season, he's going to feel a slightly he's been unbelievable.
He has. He's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And I think it's really interesting to see, like, what is his best position. Is like, is it holding? Is it further forwards? I still think further forwards. Yeah. Do you think further forwards?
I think he just has something, like, he has this quality where he can just bring something into the game when there's nothing else. So I think, like, his goal against Rotherham, that was pretty special.
Unbelievable.
I've watched that a few times and thought, how on earth has he done that? Yeah. I need to practice. But I think I like him in playing further up, I think.
That goal against Stoke as well, Jack, it was just a great goal. I mean, I just loved how cool and calm and crazy. He just sort of brushed it into the
net. It was so composed on the ball.
As if it was nothing. This is absolutely brilliant. And, you know, as I've said already, if you're one of the next three teams coming against Norwich, you're thinking, well, you can be hurt from pretty much any position. Mm. And actually, another shout out I'm going to make for, again, on Saturday, I thought Jack Stacey was brilliant bombing up the line.
Yeah.
He was brilliant, wasn't he, Jack Stacey?
Yeah, he was. And I actually watched Jack Stacey a lot when I was having my stint in right back. I think I actually learned a little from him, so that was good.
What did you learn from him?
I don't know. I think, like, he's just very combative up the, he gets forward really, like, quite a lot of the time. So I think that's obviously important in today's game, having your fullback as an additional, you know, forward player. So, you know, just getting crosses into the box, that sort of thing. And I've never actually played right back before, so it was a new thing. So I thought, you know what, I'll just watch him and see what he does.
Did you, when you watched him for the first time, because, you know, we're in the sort of lower Barkley towards the left side, so we see him bombing up when he's coming towards the Barkley.
Yeah.
I feel exhausted watching it. He is just relentless.
Yeah, he's up and down, up and down. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's actually a tricky position to play. You don't realise how much ground you cover. Like, just
going. Well, you're no longer just a defender there, are you? Yeah. You're having to contribute to. If Sarah is delicate and classy and great on the ball, Ashley Barnes is probably the opposite of that. He's dirty. he'll rough them up.
Another Puskas Award winning goal, I'd say, the weekend.
Talk us.
I'm buzzing for Big Bad Barnesy because look, he's had a tough. He'll agree that he's had a frustrating season. He's not scored as many as he would want to. All of the lads love him, respect him, work with him.
Yeah.
The passion in his face when he scored was brilliant. It was great to see him score at the weekend.
Yeah, it was really good. And I think he's just a great leader as well. Mm. And I think you can see on the pitch how the boys respect him and how he's really kind of... he seems like the dad of the group. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's because he's older, but, you know... And I think you need a player like that on your team to look to, and when things maybe aren't going too well, and you know he's been there, you know, throughout the whole season.
Dad and not granddad.
No, definitely
sorry,
dad.
Sorry, Ashley.
I think that's a great point there, because you look at the game that sticks out to me, and it probably wasn't his best game actually. The Ipswich game at Portman Road, I think he gave the ball away for the second goal, but the way he just rallied that group together, he left one in on their keeper early doors.
Yeah.
He set a tone, and I think he's done that throughout the season, Chris.
Do you like a dirty tackle like Barnsley, Millie? Come on, admit it, be honest.
I do, but I actually think KK has more in her locker than me.
Oh, really? Katie Knights is the
dirty tackler.
The referee's watching.
Yeah, hopefully they don't watch this. Do you know what? I'd actually say something else about Ashley at the weekend, which I've never seen anyone praise him for this, so maybe I need to look a bit further. I think his movement off the ball, like everyone praises Sargent's movement, but actually it was Barnsley's movement for one of the goals that then opened up so much room for Sargent and Sines to go through and work with. So Barnes is again maybe a very underrated Norwich player at the moment. Mm-hmm.
What do you think the expectations are now for the men's side for the rest of this season? Because we were sat here at the start and you were like, we're going up.
If you don't say Wembley to Sarnsy, camera gets turned off. That's it, over.
I was saying like probably mid-table. Now I don't know what my expectations are because they're making you dream, and that's a dangerous place to be because you start to get a little bit carried away.
Mm. I mean, we've been in these situations before, right? And I think actually when they're in the top six, it's like they're going to get into the playoffs, fine. And I think. I expect them to at least get in, you know, into the playoffs now.
Good.
To Wembley, of course.
Mm.
So
who are we playing at Wembley, Millie?
Oh, well, it would be nice to play those down the road, wouldn't it?
Do you think you
can cope
with the
pressure?
I think
it would be so cool. Yeah, it would be great.
But what Millie said
off
camera...
I'm getting heart palpitations just thinking about it.
Well, and what Millie said off camera, tell the Norwich City fans, because actually your family's divided.
Oh, yeah, so... My mum's side of the family, they're Ipswich fans. And my dad's side of the family, they're Norwich fans. So I obviously chose the right... Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, a Wembley final is going to be bad for all of us, isn't it? But for your family...
I know. There could be a lot of...
could be game over.
It could be, yeah. Mum and dad getting a divorce.
split tyres on the Monday the whole week.
I love that. On a serious note, a question to everyone watching and listening now. Give us your shouts on social media. Who do you want to see in the playoffs? Who do you want to play in the semis? And who do you want to play in the final? I can't believe you said
maybe the semis. Now reflecting back, maybe the semis, because we've had them in the semis before.
I know, but that's the thing. I look back and I still sort of wake up sometimes in cold sweats just thinking about, we did actually beat them. It's fine. I just think, honestly, a Wembley tie against them
maybe
could be the end for me.
Now thinking about it, I think that's probably not the right thing to say.
I've scared you off.
Yeah, you have.
You've bottled it.
Yeah.
Do you feel confident now from now until the end of the season? Hull are close, West Brom, there's a gap.
Yeah.
We've got a tough couple of games coming up.
Yeah. Well, I'm really jealous of West Brom because I think West Brom have actually been really average for most parts of the season, but actually they've just ground out results. And that's been what's frustrating about this Norwich City men's side, because there's been so many opportunities. I mean, there's so many, you know, Blackburn, QPR away. I could go on and on and on, where, you know, we should have just grounded out results and been spent in the playoffs just like West Brom. I fancy them, by the way, in the playoff final.
West Brom.
Bring on, Baggies.
Yeah.
What was your question again? I've forgotten it.
Do you feel confident from now? Because
I do.
The period looks tough.
Yeah, I do. I think we'll absolutely pummel Plymouth. And I think revenge is sweet as well. Everyone likes a bit of revenge, so I think that's going to be good. But you've got Leicester away, and then you know who from down the road coming to Carrow Road. Mm. That's going to be a pivotal period.
That's tough, isn't it? Yeah, I think you know we're going in with good results behind us, so hopefully, you know, we can take that through. But yeah, fingers crossed.
we've discussed the, you know, the attacking line, Chris, but it has to be said, two clean sheets in a row now. It's been impressive because Stoke, it's seemingly Stoke's mindset would just throw everything at it and hope that they crumble, and we didn't.
Well, it was our first, I think the stat is, it was our first clean sheet away since August or something ridiculous like that. Angus, sorry mate to bring that up. So yeah, I think obviously it's an area that we've needed to improve, but we've had so many different centre back pairings, which causes a lot. Would you agree with that, Minnie? Because like surely you see that, like when there's lots of rotation in the squad, that can potentially, you know, I guess challenge the way that you defend, you set up, you play.
Yeah, I suppose so. I think it's for us girls, you know, we're quite resilient in the terms of like how we play. People come in and they kind of slot in because we've all been taught the same thing. Mm. We know what, in a certain position, what our roles are, and we kind of, we help each other out in those situations, I think. But I think at the weekend, for example, we had like three players in the squad, or two players in the squad that might have actually, I think that was their first like game that they were playing in, and they came in and fit in really well. So, but yeah, it definitely can challenge you. There's probably a lot of like, I don't know what the word is, maybe like anxiety around coming in as well as that player, and not really like feeling like you're fitting in because you've not been there all season.
Yes.
But the girls get on top of you, and you know, it's a good, it's quite positive.
The difference is though, you've not had 75 different centre back pairings.
Yeah, that is true.
That is just, it's been
mad,
that's
ridiculous.
How many different ones. So it's been unfortunate with injuries. And that, by the way, and I need to use this as another opportunity again, to say David Wagner and the coaching staff deserve a lot of credit for turning around. It's been a phenomenal turnaround since that dismal period. Deserve a lot of credit. Also thoughts with David Wagner, who's obviously gone through a personal family situation over the last few days as well. So thoughts to David, and hopefully everything's all well in his family.
Absolutely. I always wonder, Millie, when you're playing at an elite level, does the way that you watch, when you watch football, are you watching it in a different way? Are you looking at kind of tactical trends and stuff? Because I think when you're involved in something and then you're, I don't know, watching the equivalent on the telly or at the ground, it's not the same as just being a fan, is it? You're picking things out.
Yeah, and I think I've learned that over the last few years, actually. It's like watching a 90-minute game, you actually utilise the time effectively in terms of your own like performance as well. So, yeah, I often watch, you know, Kenny and Gabby and, you know, centre mids. And I think, you do like pick up things as well, and you're like, oh, I probably wouldn't have done that, or I would have done that, or like I'd have done the same thing. So it is, and that's only come on like over the last few years when our analysis has like become more of a thing.
Yes.
And you do just like pick things out, so it's interesting. Yeah.
I love to think of the mental battle that Millie has to play between brought up Barclay gal and now professional football as well. It's brilliant. It must be challenging for you watching.
You've obviously got the game coming up at Carrow Road. It's not the first time the women's team have played there. Was it a huge crowd for the first time that the women's team played there? What was that like? Because obviously you play in front of fans week in, week out, but not 7,500 of them.
Yeah.
Added pressure, excitement. I mean, I can't imagine what that feeling must be like to be on the ball and got 7,000 you know, eyeballs staring and going.
It was unreal. I mean, personally, and I don't know if everyone's like this, but I actually thrive under pressure, and I actually quite enjoy like having a bit of like, I've got to impress these people. But yeah, I actually came on as a sub on that game, and kind of the roar you got when you were like coming on, and it was like, oh my God, all these people are here like for us. Yeah. So it's different when you play away, but at home it's great. And I think I did actually make one mistake, or not just one. There was more than that, but like one really like I remember.
Yeah.
And I just and I remember going, oh no, why have I done that? No one, obviously. I think the female supporters are very different in terms of just
more forgiving.
Yeah, I think that's the right word.
Yeah.
Yeah, more forgiving.
Well, of course, what Millie has got on her side, Jack, is she famously, as a youngster, walked out. So you've already walked out of Cow Road with the Ginger Pele.
The Ginger Pele.
I mean, you've walked out with an icon, Millie. What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was actually a birthday gift. I think I was 10. And I'll still remember that day, like, for the rest of my life. I got to walk out. So we all, like, there was quite a lot of us. I think there was like 8 of us, and we all had to like line up, and obviously we knew Holty was the captain, so there was this guy trying to get to the front of the line to, and you know, I was only like, oh, I don't really mind who I go out with. My dad was absolutely in tears when, like, laughing when I ended up holding the hand of the Ginger Pele. He was like, you couldn't write it, could you? But yeah, it's quite funny.
Oh, did he say anything to you, or did he just sort
of... He was like, are you okay? Like, I just remember he was really nice. Yeah, he was really nice.
He must have looked huge when you're 10
he
years
was
old.
Massive. He's a big guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah,
inspired by Gary Doherty, the Ginger Pele. and there's a great picture of you kicking the ball about with Super Grant Holt as well, right?
Yeah, and he was lovely as well. And I think it was just nice. And I always look back at that and think, oh, it's nice to see that. And then, like, you know, playing on Carrow Road now is pretty cool.
I must be mad to think that. Have you spoken to Holty or any of those players since then about that? Because I just think that would be, like, so cool to be like, literally kick the football with you when you were playing. And
it's pretty cool.
Where you are now, it's incredible.
Well, I just love that photo. You've obviously got the photo walking out with the men's team, and then yourself with the little mascots. That's such a great journey, because it's every kid's dream.
It's inspirational.
Become a footballer in front of your own fans. Unfortunately for us, we weren't good enough. Millie is. But that's just what dream. You must look at those photos and go,
yeah,
I've done it.
Well, it's lovely. Yeah. And it is so nice to just have that, like, you're able to inspire other people, like other young children, to do the same thing. And we're seeing it now, like the girls coming up through like the academy and coming into the first team as well. It's a great thing to be able to be part of that and to try to influence their, you know, their
I guess they can see it's a viable route now, because you know, we're similar age.
True.
You know, when I was growing up playing football, you didn't really see girls play.
No.
If you don't see that it can be done,
yes,
then it's difficult, isn't it?
100%.
But now, especially with yourselves and the Lionesses, like young girls are going, okay, like, I could do this as a career.
Yeah, and that's where I think it's changed a lot over the last few years. Like, I think when I was growing up, I would always look to the men's players, and you know, and I suppose I was like, it is possible, but I didn't know, you know, Norwich City women were even a team at that point. So now it's kind of like everywhere. And you can see females coming through and, you know, playing at Carrow Road. So, for example. But again, the Lionesses have done an amazing job in promoting the sport and actually allowing, like, young girls and boys to recognise that, you know, it's not just the men that can do it.
There was a lovely moment, Millie, and it was recorded on an interview that you did once about a moment in the club shop, because you used to work in the club shop. Speaking of inspiring the next generation, tell us about that moment and how strange that was for you.
Yeah, so I actually used to work at the club shop, like doing the printing on the shirts and, like, you know, just being a retail assistant basically, whilst I was at uni for an extra bit of money. And I went on my lunch break once, and I came back, and my colleague was like, oh, someone's just come in and asked for your name on the back of on the back of their shirt to get printed. I was like, what? Like, they didn't know who I am. And they were like, yeah, it's like a little girl. She was like, I think she must have been like 5 or 6 maybe.
Amazing.
Her name was Evie, and I remember coming back, and they were like, oh, they're coming back to get it. You'll have to have, like, a photo and things
with her. Oh, so she didn't even realise you were working there?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she didn't realise. So I obviously came back after my lunch. They came back to collect the shirt, and we had like a photo and things. And then she was actually the mascot that walked out. I think it's on that photo on Twitter. Yeah.
Incredible.
So that's quite nice.
Oh, I'd heard that, but I assumed that she'd come in knowing that you were working there.
No.
That's incredible.
Good story.
Let's get on to some Twitter questions. We've got a lot that have come in for you, man. I think you've proofread them. I'm always slightly nervy going into the comments. Goodness knows.
I haven't read them this week, so come on.
Let's start with this, and we've touched on it, but let's go a bit deeper. Bear Swift says, would love to hear Millie's thoughts as a fellow midfielder on Kenny McLean. Does he get enough praise for his actual ability? He's always described as a good pro or a good servant, but took six defenders out of the game for the first and four for the second. Great bit of skill for the third. You get these types of players, don't you? I guess we've done it a bit with Barnes. I'm guilty of it going, you know, good in the dressing room, good pro. But in terms of actual technical ability, Kenny's probably one of the best in the division.
Yeah, and I think he plays, you know, with so much passion. And I think that comes through in his performance as well. He's so versatile, and he actually does... You know, he gets on the ball, he can play those, you know, he played the ball to get one of the goals on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And that was, that was really good. And yeah, I can learn from that. So that's good.
What about this? We've had a picture statement from Jay at NCFC024. Statement. And you won't be able to see that, but it simply says it's a phone call from Wembley.
Look,
Wembley is calling.
We've got the promotion hats there.
I think
point do the hats come out?
Well, I think the HMS Piss the League hats. Piss the playoffs, by the way. We need to change that. HMS Piss the playoffs. I think we listened to Grant Holt. Grant Holt was a guest like you, Millie, the other week, and he said you can put them on after the Ipswich game. Is that when we can truly believe?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Got to wait until then.
Yeah.
Try and stay calm until then. Don't watch our podcast because you won't stay calm. Well, this from Chris of Norwich. I think this is a brilliant question, actually, for Millie. Question for Millie. Do you think we can finish the season undefeated? And you think we can beat AFC Wimbledon? Question mark.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can... I really think on Wimbledon, I think we can beat them again.
Mm.
We beat them 2-0 at home this season. We've got to go to their place, which will definitely be harder, I think, because we've not got as many, you know, fans there and we're not on our home turf. But we're all up for a challenge, and I think we've really got to just believe that we can do it. They're a great side, and, you know, they've got some incredible players. But so have we. So, you know, we're really going to,
I did love when we were chatting downstairs, you know, I was saying, what's it going to take in the run-in to get promoted? And you were like, just got to win every game. I was like, oh, not much to ask. Just go undefeated.
It's become normal for the girls.
I know.
They just win all the time. So,
does playing at home, silly question, I guess, but there is a big difference now in terms of playing at home and away for you guys, is there? Like, is it down to just the difference in fans, or?
Yeah, I mean, last season we had a really bad away record. But this season it's actually become a lot better. Obviously, we haven't lost this season, so that's pretty good. Home or away. So away, I think you go away, and I think because of our bad record last season, we take that in to kind of our performance, and we say they can't happen again. So I think that might have something to do with it. But playing at home, we love playing in front of all the fans at the Nest. So yeah, that gives us a real boost. So it's great to get as many people down there as possible.
What's the situation with that, Minnie? Just to be clear, so just any Norwich fan could just rock up to the Nest when you play?
Yeah, so at the Nest, I'm not sure how much it is to get in. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's minimal, like £3, something like that. And yeah, you can literally turn up, or you can buy a season ticket and you can get in for free.
That's great.
Like for the whole season. So yeah.
I actually want, that's brilliant. Before we go back to Twitter, I actually wanted to ask you, Millie, how much of it, you've mentioned at the start of this podcast, how much of a difference has it made? And Stuart Webber deserves some credit for this, of course, bringing the women's team actually closer, deeper, you know, into the real core of this football club. How much of a difference has that made? Because now you share a lot of the facilities and things like that. That's clearly helped performances too, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I think I said it earlier about like the recovery and having like the gym space, and we get to train at Colney, and it's, you know, we have all the facilities there and the staff, and it's amazing. Like, we're in a professional setting now, which makes us, I suppose, play professionally. It's not like we are complete professionals, but actually those things around you help that mindset as well.
Well, it's having a home as well, isn't it? Like when, you know, if you're ground sharing, I mean, plenty of other clubs do it. It's not the same as having your place.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, we'll go to the Nest and it's yellow and green and there's Norwich City Women banners and people put their flags up and it's like, this is our home. Mm. So that's really nice to have that. And the Community Sports Foundation as well, that's kind of, they've built that and that's a great sort of facility to go to.
How cool is it at Colney? Has there been a moment at Colney, of course, as a Barclay gal, has there been a moment where you've gone, wow, like this is actually like pretty cool?
Yeah, it is cool. And they have like obviously the soccer bot there and the...
I haven't
been in the soccer bot, but I would love to go in the soccer bot.
Sort it out.
And like the new facility they've got for recovery, so like the pool and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I remember when I was younger, we used to drive past like Colney and my dad would point it out to me and like that's where like Darren Huckabee is like training and I'm like, oh my god. But like now to like be there, and I think sometimes you do take it for granted because actually you're like, oh, this is just what we do every week now. But then when you kind of reflect back on it and you're like, wow, this has come, like it's come really far from where we used to be, and that's so nice to actually have experienced kind of when we were playing at Plantation Park. The game's getting called off nearly every week because of the grass. And then to where we are now. So, yeah.
Do you ever have to just take a step back and kind of look? Because, you know, you've been with the club for ages. And when you're in it day in, day out, as you say, you can take it for granted.
Yeah.
You can just, oh, this is now the normal.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at the journey you've been on, it must be incredible to kind of zoom out a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And I think being injured last season really helped me, like, reflect on my whole experience at the club. Like, not being able to just put my boots on and play, and I was like, oh, this is not nice. it's just so nice to be part of the club that I've grown up with.
Amazing.
If that makes sense.
Amazing.
Yeah. I tell you what is nice, Chris Holmes has got a shout out in. Not a question or statement, not a rant or rave, a shout out to Millie's Woodlands Primary.
Yeah, well, I used to go to Woodlands Primary School and
shout out.
His year 5 and 6 girls are doing really well in their tournaments that they're playing at the Nest and stuff. So, yeah, they're doing really well.
Love that. And what about this from Harry? And we do need to address this out of balance. As always, we try to. Harry's put, how does David Wagner change my mind again? Swear I've changed from hating him, wow, that's strong, to loving him too many times this season. Question is, would you rather be in Coventry City's position and go to Wembley in the FA Cup, but not make the playoffs, or Norwich's position and make the playoffs? That's a tough question. Let's go to you first on that, Millie. So,
FA Cup win or playoff final win? You can only have one.
Oh, that's really difficult.
That's tough, actually.
Come on.
Imagine if Norwich won the FA Cup. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Epic.
Does that
mean Europe as well? That's your big dream, isn't it?
If you're probably like Europa Conference League.
Well, you take that all day long.
I think I would actually take FA Cup win.
Yeah.
Because I do look at, you know, Burnley and Sheffield United and Luton this season. Premier League's tough. And we know how tough it is as Norwich fans. You go up and then you get, you know, pummeled 7-0 by
Newcastle. Are you voting FA Cup as well then, Millie?
I think I might have to.
And the way that Coventry have done it as well at the weekend, couple of goals in stoppage time.
I think you might have sold it to me, Millie. I think I'll go FA Cup
quick,
as well.
Quick word on Wagner there as well, though. I mean, yes, fair play to Wagner this season, Millie, because, you know, he was... to go from kind of zero to, I'm not going to say hero just yet, that would be getting, but he has always remained kind and is kind of never had pops and has just kept his principles.
There was one, but it was, he should have, there was one, but he was right to say it.
I think it shows what a good man he is, because if I'd have had 26,000 fans shouting at me, I certainly wouldn't have been as calm as he was.
I think, you know, he's a professional as well. He knows how to deal with these things, and I think he's been good throughout. And he's had to face adversity in situations. And I think in everything we do, we all have to face some sort of adversity. And being able to, you know, stay resilient and just, you know, plough through it, you'll get your result in the end. So Yeah, I think he's, like I say, he's a professional. He knows how to handle those sorts of things.
Absolutely. I think it's a sign, sorry, Chris, that it always feels like the players have been on board.
Yeah.
And often when you see managers that get sacked, it's often because the players have gone, you know, actually, we probably feel like we need a change.
Yeah.
It's never felt like that. And that's been the one sign that you've been able to hold on to.
Yeah. There's not been a point where he's lost the dressing room, quite clearly. So that's really positive. And to address Harry's thing, and I think this is people don't want to admit this, but it's okay to change your mind. You don't have to be Wagner out, or you don't have to be Wagner in. You are able to change your mind based upon the results that we're seeing. And for a large part now, we've seen some absolutely brilliant stuff. It was since Adam Eder scored the winner away at Cardiff. And I think that, by the way, I think that could have been curtains at that point, but. He scores the winner, absolutely epic, brilliant. That was Stuart's, Webber's farewell as well. Anyway,
that's true.
But since then, we've been brilliant. And so David Wagner and his coaching staff deserve a lot of credit for that.
Nice question here from Kelly, Millie. She says, can we take a moment to acknowledge Boar's selflessness for Sarge's goal?
Yes.
A proper team player has displayed real growth since the beginning of the season. Yeah. Incredible talent with a fantastic work rate. He's a bit good, isn't he?
He's a great player. Yeah, I actually think... when he passed the ball to Sargent, I was like, oh no, he's messed this up. But he obviously didn't. Sargent put it away.
You would have actually hit it in his position. You wouldn't have been selfless.
I don't know. I feel like Sargent probably had the better chance. So
I didn't see he was a selfish player, Millie. Would you like to take the glory?
No.
I think the Middlesbrough game where Science gets sent off, it was such a shame because, as we've seen, it was the wrong decision. But to then have that appealed and have Science back, I mean, he is such an integral part.
He brings so much energy to the game, and I think he is like an integral player now. So it's great that he's like starting. And I said to Rachel Lawrence actually the other day, I feel like she plays very similarly to him. She has a lot of energy, and you know, she's just like in
buzzy,
and out.
Aren't they?
Yeah, and that's the word. Like, they are just buzzy players. So he's done a fantastic job.
Absolutely. Lucy asks, question for Millie. When you're playing so well and then it gets interrupted by injury, how do you deal with that mentally? How do you find the resilience to do it? I mean, to get injured once is tough enough to come back and then it happen again. Mentally, it must be really tough.
Yeah, and I suppose it is. I mean, the first time I found quite difficult because actually you don't know when you're going to be back and you don't know... you know, if you're doing the right things. I mean, we didn't have the support of the physio last season as much as we have this season. And it was tricky. But I think I'm quite a positive person. And I think, you know, being kind of in the group of girls that are, we all face injuries and people have, you know, torn their ACLs and those sorts of things. So I've lent on people to like, ask them, how do you deal with this sort of thing? And that was one way of kind of coping with it. And another way, sounds really silly, but I'm always on my phone, right? So I often put on like Instagram and stuff. I follow like accounts that like give really good motivational talks. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll be back soon. This is fine. So you just try to like just make a negative into a positive. Mm. And you know at some point you'll be back. So... yeah, but to do it again, it was a bit of a crappy one. But at the same time, I was like, I don't think it's as bad. So that was all right. Nearly back.
To remain as positive as you guys have done.
I've just got this vision in my head now of Millie being back for the end of the season and Johnny Rowe being back. That would be amazing. So good.
Ollie says, big up Sam McCallum, brought in, was absolutely fantastic. I mean, we talked, Millie, about, you know, the women's side and people just being able to drop in and pick up the system. He's done that a few times this season, Sam, where, you know, Yunulis has been superb. McCallum, I think, is a slightly different player. He often tries to win the ball a lot higher. He's a bit more of a risky defender. But he's dropped in an important position and done well time after time.
I think he's actually done really well to just be kind of put into that position, and he's delivered what they're asking him to do. So, I like Sam McCallum. I think he's a good player.
We've got a couple of really talented left-backs. I mean, I think Yunulis is one of the best in the division, and McCallum must be up there.
Yeah. It'd be very interesting this summer as to who stays and goes, because my gut says that Dimi's off. So it'll be interesting to see whether they bring someone else in, whether Sam will continue to make that step up and be a consistent first team player and start. I've got a question for you, Millie, actually. It's a bit of a heavy one, okay. Suppose yourself. I really want to know, kind of, I think we should talk about this. What can blokes do? What can male Norwich City fans do to support you girls, like, as you deserve to be supported? Like, what can we do better?
I suppose just around the support, just, you know, get behind us. If you've got a free weekend where, you know, Norwich aren't playing over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're playing at Carrow Road, so come and see what we're about. Mm. We're actually, and, you know, I'm not being, like, big-headed, but, like, our team are actually quite good. Like, we do play some nice football.
You're ridiculously good.
That was, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said quite good. We are, like, we're a good team, and we do play some good football, and it's quite enjoyable to watch. So you never know, you might enjoy it.
I think that's the thing, is it, give it a chance.
Yeah.
Yes. If it's not for you, it's not for you. Yeah. But I think give it a chance.
Yeah. No, I look, there's no doubt that it's ridiculously entertaining, and actually I would say it's important to watch this group of Norwich City women, because it might not be as special as this. You know, this current group are clearly special, well-bound, friends. The goals that are being scored are brilliant. And that's what we watch football for, entertainment, right? And you're going to get that at Carrow Road this Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Are we going to win?
We are going to win.
Are we going to win?
Yeah, we're playing QPR, so it'll be a good contest. Yeah. But we actually played at Loftus Road against them this season. So it'd be quite nice to have them at Carrow Road. So yeah, they're a really good side, and they've got better as the season's gone on. So it'll be a real test, but a real competitive game.
You'll be there watching.
Yeah.
And the Barkley girl will be coming out.
Yeah, I think so. It's got to a Carrow Road, right?
I want Millie on the mic.
Yeah.
Flo will probably be like, Millie, don't talk. You're not allowed to say anything.
We'll see the group of sort of security hovering.
I love that. Millie on the mic.
In terms of the football pyramid that you're... How far... Because obviously the WSL is huge now. TV rights, it is massive.
Yeah.
In the current setup, how far do you think things can go for you guys?
I think because of obviously all the support we're getting... Just the players that are coming through. Honestly, we could go as high as we want, I think. Not right now, because we haven't, you know. But as players come through, as we, you know, people start to hear more about us, we get more backing, more support, like, we'll be flying.
The foundations are in place now.
That's the thing. Right? It's the foundations. And it pains me to say I probably won't be here when that happens, but it'll be something special.
But what a legacy you would have left me, because you inspired that basically first generation of Norwich City future women's players.
I still don't think we've properly answered it. Well, you haven't anyway, and so many people are asking.
What have I done?
Who is your player of the season so far?
Oh God. Well, look, I think.
You're going to dodge it again, aren't you? I want a straight answer.
The problem is they'll all hammer me. If I don't say Angus, he'll be messaging me. I think Gabby is really, he's going to be hard done by if he doesn't win it now. But the unsexy answer is, I think Kenny should win it, but not necessarily because of, it's not just about goals and assists. Mm. It's because of what Kenny has had to do.
Yeah.
It's because Kenny has presented himself publicly in interviews during tough times. It's because of the way he's conducted himself. That Plymouth loss, remember his interview, don't know if you watched it, Millie, but the way he owned that 6-2 loss, when, we were awful, and he said, but we deserve everything that's coming our way. But not everyone votes for the player of the season based upon goals and assists. It'll be interesting to see who gets on. I'm dodging it again, aren't I? I honestly would, as much as I love Borja, I love Gabby, I think Angus has been phenomenal, but I think I'm giving it to Kenny this season.
So we're going to Wembley,
yes,
men's side, so that's good.
But if we win at Wembley and Johnny Rowe scores the winner, I want Johnny to get the Player of the Season award.
That's fair enough. What does a ideal end of the season look like for you, Millie, personally and in terms of the squad as well?
Of course, I'd love to get promoted. That would be, and that's all our kind of
Was that the That's ambition at the start of the season?
I think it was there.
Yeah.
But as the season had gone on,
you're going, what's a chance like, yeah, yeah.
This could actually happen. So yeah, you know, we as a group, we like to talk about it now. It sets us up for those big games, and it's important to talk about. We call it the P word, or we did call it the P word. Now it's not the P word. So yeah, it's really good. Like, we've not been in the position before either. So,
well, and I was going to say, we always have. I haven't told you this yet, Minnie. We always have a hashtag of the podcast. Always have a hashtag of the podcast. So to prove you've watched until this point, we want to see on social media hashtag the P word, because that of course applies to the men's
Absolutely.
Team as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hashtag the P word. Hashtag
I love P-word. That though. That when we had Zoe Weber on the podcast, and we were saying, in that first Daniel Farker promotion season, obviously the expectation was never promotion.
Yeah.
But you get to a point in the season and you look around, you go, oh, it's on. But no one really wants to say it. Was there a point this season where you went, oh, there's a chance here?
I think just, obviously we're still undefeated. So there was definitely a point. I'm not really, I can't put my finger on where it was, but
another week goes by.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, actually, we're like closing in on the season now. And like, you know, I think maybe when we beat Wimbledon.
Yeah.
When? Oh, she said when? She said
well, no, when we beat them before.
Oh, okay. Also, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no. But again, when we beat Wimbledon at the end of the month, you know, then it's definitely on.
We're at that point in the season now, and I'm getting a bit nervy when we talk about potential Wembley. There is a chance, Chris. There is a chance.
There is. God, it'd be special, wouldn't it? Just because of how bad we've been this season, as well as good, but we've been so bad for a sustained period, as well as so good for a sustained period, it would be epic. I mean, and you know for a fact that if it is a huge if we manage it, it's going to be at the expense of half of Millie's family. So it's good luck with your good luck around the dinner table this Christmas if it goes wrong.
I know, that's not going to be good, is it?
Things are getting very exciting. Carrowed on Sunday.
Yeah.
How do people get their tickets? Can they walk up to the gate?
So you can walk up. You can also get them online just through the normal Norwich City website. You can just, I think you go on the women's team tickets, and then it's plastered everywhere. So there's a QR code somewhere as well, but I'm not sure, it might be on Twitter on our page. And you can just scan the QR code that takes you straight to the tickets.
Really looking forward to it. Chris, excited.
Thanks, really.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching. Remember, Carrow Road on Sunday, there is a game. The international break is always dull. It's not this time round. Chris, good to see you. Really good to see you. Thanks for watching, everyone. Bye-bye.